I said, I'm not sure. I'm not 100% certain where we're up to. I think we're up to page Kuf Chaf Hey Ve'im Chas Atal Chayecha. I'm not sure if we did that or not. That paragraph. Yeah, I have to apologize because I'm going to be running out immediately afterwards. I have a chasana to go to that everyone was invited. So anyone that's coming with me can. We're going to just make tracks immediately after. Immediately after the shmooze, so we should make it there on time. Okay, so we're going to start from over there, the bottom of Kuf Chaf Hey, the bottom paragraph, which in the old printing is on page, the bottom of Kuf Mem Ches. In the new printing, it's Kuf Chaf Hey, M'chas Atal Chayecha. If a person is concerned with his life, if your life is important to you, if your life means something to you, Hagbel es shoisecha. A person should have boundaries. Boundaries are very important things, and you should set up boundaries for your hours. Set aside a schedule when about how you do things. Kol shol avoidasa. Every hour for its avoida. Gam divrei hachol shelcha. Also, the things that you do that are, we'll call it mundane, or things that are not necessarily learning in the base manage. Other things, you should have a set amount of time for how much you do, how much you exercise, how much time it takes you to eat, how much time you're gonna schmooze, you're gonna take a break, whatever it is. It shouldn't just be like, just go with the flow and see what happens. If a person really cares about his life, so then he'll be structured. You go on a schmooze with your friends. We spoke about this a little bit last week. Set up how much time you're going to end up speaking. A person needs to take a break. Sometimes we need. You know, there's a goyin, beautiful goyin. The goyin, it says in the Kinyanei HaTorah, the Mem Ches Kinyanei HaTorah, there's different things that a person needs to be koyin HaTorah. One of them is Miut Tzchoik. Miut Tzchoik means limited amount of laughter. So most people learn that means shouldn't laugh too much. The goyin says no. You have to laugh a little bit. You gotta laugh. It doesn't mean you shouldn't laugh. It means laugh. Okay? But miut zchoik, miut zicha, shmooze. So you could learn that means don't shmooze so much. No, he says you have to have a little bit of shmoozing. You have to shmooze a little bit. You have to laugh a little bit. My Rebbe used to say that, he says, why does it say a person should always marry the bas talmid chacham? He said, because. So a girl that, you know, got all like, you know, she got all frummied out and her family doesn't, she, you know, her father's not a Talmud Chacham. So she all wants her husband to do all day, learn, learn, learn. She makes her husband crazy, learn all day. About Talmud Chacham, no, her father, he relaxed a little bit. He's a Talmud Chacham, he's still relaxed. Still took it, you know, Bas Talmud Chacham knows how to take it easy. Miut Tzchoik, Miut Tzicha. But it has to be with a boundary. It has to be, you know, a person, in other words, do it, but you should do it in the right measurement. Time shouldn't just be hefker, like just random. Write for yourself on paper. Write the seder hayoyim. Write your schedule. Person should not deviate from that schedule. Then when you get older, you'll feel like you accomplished in your life. Listen to this unbelievable, phenomenal, fascinating story. It was a Yid by the name of Moshe Shmuel Shapiro. Moshe Shmuel Shapiro passed away less than 10 years ago. Okay, so less than 10 years ago. It's a Heinti Gemaisa. The story was that there was a Bacher who had to needed Moshe Shmuel urgently. He was Erev Yom Kippur, and he needed Moshe Shmuel urgently. So he knocked on the door, no one was answering. He just went in. It was an emergency. I don't know what it was. It doesn't say in the story, in the book. But he went in, and he saw Moshe Shmuel had these little papers, and he was clapping al chet. And when the person came in, and he put the papers underneath his gemara, underneath whatever it is, and he, I don't know, like, what's Moshe Shmuel? What's he clapping al chet? These little papers. After Moshe Shmuel passed away, they went through his things, and they found fascinating stuff. One thing they found is he had Sfarim written on Kabbalah. No one ever knew Rav Moshe Shmuel learned Kabbalah. He learns Gemara, right? Rav Moshe Shmuel was a bucky nifla in Kabbalah, but no one ever knew it because he hid it from everyone. They found the papers. What were these little papers? He had written on the papers that he stopped thinking about learning. 1 minute, stop thinking about learning. They combined all the papers within a year. It was a few minutes in a year that he was mevatel from learning. Any time he didn't learn, he wrote it down on a piece of paper. Like over here, I did bittul zman. And it was minutes in the course of a year. That's how careful he was with every single moment of his time. Everything he used exactly to the way it was supposed to be used. There's a famous story about the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, one time he was going to his bed and there was a big bang and he collapsed right before his bed. So they asked him what happened. He said, I always measure that I have used every ounce of strength and I collapse in my bed. Today, something held me up before the bed, so I collapsed before the bed. Can you imagine? Could you imagine? Mommy, every ounce of strength, every moment, every second. Okay, but maybe we're not there yet, but at least it shouldn't just be just go with the flow. You know, it just happens. Person goes out for a break. You should figure out, how much time do I need for a break right now? How much time do I need? And that's it. And that's what I need. That's what I'm taking. How much time should I be playing ball now? That's it. That's what I need. That's what I'm taking. Or whatever it might be. Or how much time should I be learning? Everything should be structured. Okay. Now, he says an unbelievable idea here. Mikra echad lemisgar ulemisroifef. He says there's one destiny. He's going to be harsh, but let's try to bear through it. There's one destiny for the misgoe, is for the haughty, ule misroifef for the lazy. Lemaksha orfoi, someone that is stubborn, turns his neck, he's difficult, stiff-necked, neged moirov to his rebbeim, raboisov, vilashofel hameruma, and this shiflus zesoineas moirov, he hates his rebbeim, esatoira, v'asa kaviyachal, even hates Hashem. There's one destiny for all of them. V'zeh mevatel esakoil. He just like, he does bittle. That's not good. This is not good. He's critical of everything. He's knocking everything. Af lifnei shtus echad mishtusei ha'ilam. Mikra echad lahem. Shum. Mishtusei ha'ilam. Mikra echad lahem. Yeah, okay, let me do it. Ze mevatel es koil. Af lifnei shtus echad mishtusei ha'ilam. This person, I read it wrong. Ze mevatel eskol. He will be mevatel everything. He will lose out on everything. Even mifnei shtus echad mishtusei ha'olam. From one of the shtusim in the world. There's so many shtuyot in the world. Right? And, you know, some people, they say, like, this is my thing. I got, like, you know, I got my mishagas. This is my shtus. Right? So, like, I was talking to someone who's telling me about his son who learns in Brisk and Imamish learns very shtag. He says, shtus, he's a Yankee fan. This is one shtus. That's his one shtus. Right? And he's, you know, he listens on the radio to the Yankees. Shtus, that's his one shtus. It's not Peseder, but that's not for now. But there's people who, from all any shtus in the world is going to be mevatel them. I remember one time we were on the Europe trip and we pulled into a hotel in the lobby. There was the Winter Olympics. I don't know if any of you were with us. Winter Olympics, there's a competition. It's shuffleboard on ice, something like that. Curling, it's called. Okay, it's great, guys. It's really... So one guy has a broom, or something that looks like a broom. He runs on the ice and pushes a puck. And he's got to push it into a circle. But that's not it. Because if the ice is smooth, then it goes faster. So you have the guys, the other guys, that they smooth the ice while the puck is going, woo, they're all going like this, and the puck is moving. There's people sitting there watching the dumbest game on the planet. I mean, give me a break. Really? Are you serious? This is the stupidest thing I possibly imagine. They had to make a game out of it. It's almost as bad as watching golf. But people, they do that. They do that because any little thing that can distract you, that's it. So what happens? Mikra echad lahem. They will have one thing that will happen to them, one destiny. Shum dover toiv loy lakavos ein lakavos mehem. Nothing good's going to come of them. Nothing good's coming of them. Af shviv echad shel or. Even one sliver, one small spark of light. Bal Yiramehem won't come of them. Shnehem b'choyshech yidamud. Both of them were just walking in darkness. V'yachad b'oifel b'tzalmovas yeirokvu. And together in this black abyss, they'll rot. Okay. These people are stubborn people. And he speaks about haughty people, lazy people. Listen to what he says. Shema b'niyas yisoid machalosam. Where is it coming from? V'yairu einecha. And it'll light up your eyes. Hischazek v'yishomer mehem v'choye. Be strong and be careful from these people, and you'll live. Where does it come from? Ha'anochis ha'yisraelis chaseru lehem v'hi machalos. It comes because they're lacking. You have to follow this. They're lacking anochis yisraelis. What does that mean? There's a certain dignity, Jewish pride, dignity. Anochi Yisraelis is what they're lacking. Interesting. You're saying he's misgoyah, he's haughty, and he's lacking self-esteem. There's a very deep idea over here. People that are like very haughty, it's because they lack self-esteem. I remember one time a bach was telling me about this guy, this rich guy who lives in New York, who was telling him all about his planes. He's flying here, he's flying there, he's doing this, he's doing that. So he said to me, why does this guy have to impress a 19-year-old? Like, why is it so important to him that I should go, woo, wow, what does he need that for? What's the answer? Because he doesn't appreciate himself. He needs you to, like, appreciate me. Like, why do you need to tell anyone about this? Haughty people lack self-esteem. Because I have self-esteem, then I don't need to like show you and walk around like I'm good, I'm fine myself. So he says it comes from a lack of self-esteem. And a person who's lazy, where does that come from? Lazy people, it's because it's not gonna happen anyway. I can't do anything anyway. I'm gonna amount to nothing anyway. So I might as well just sit here like a bump on a log. They're lacking the anoichius. Then lacking, there's a certain pride, a dignity, an esteem that a person can have, a belief in himself. Anoichi yisrael yisraelis chaseru lehem, v'hi machalosam, ha'anoichi nitzutz anoichi Hashem elokecha, shel kabbalas ha'toiro, yisoid shel yisraelis ne'edora mehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he said anoichi Hashem elokecha, what he did was he put inside of us also, we're chelek elokam imal, mamish. So we have inside of us an anoichius. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he said anoichi Hashem Elokecha, so we heard that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. That was ingrained inside of us. We also have an anoichius. We also have a pride, and we're unique. We got that at Kabbalah Satoira. They lost it. Nedar lehem. It's hidden from them. They don't know where that is. Ki retzitzas kol atzmoisa. This is what's shattering their bones. It's breaking them apart. Afrimi sasam, that's what's trampling them. Their neshamas are trampled because they don't really believe they can amount to anything. V'ka'aniyah, b'lo ka'bornet. They're like a boat without a captain. There's no skipper. Mikol ruach ra nischeves. So if there's any wind, it's going to get blown off course because there's no skipper there holding the wheel. U'migale yom hazoyef. Mushleches, and from the waves are throwing them all different ways. No one's in control, because a person has to have confidence to take control of the wheel, to take control of his life. He says, I can do this. I'm capable of riding this ship. But if he doesn't believe in himself, so he just sits there. V'soifa shem b'mitzulasa toivas. In the end, it's going to drown. Gam heim. Also them. There's lots of winds of the world that are impacting, and they're trying to blow a person to different directions. Kehefker muschavim. They're like drifting like hefter. They just, whatever comes their way, that's what grabs their attention. They just go with whatever is in front of them. Mikol nigei upigei ha'olam Imahem nifgoim, and they're getting hit and afflicted by every bad thing that happens in the world. Every vice that they get, like that someone puts in front of them, they end up being tempted by, and they're trying it, and they're getting pulled down, and they're getting pulled in, and they're getting destroyed. Ve'im ezer ruach shtus, afshel aveira, geus, chutzpara, sinas akoidesh, yavru ba'olam, v'hoyu lo lemirmas. Everything. They get brought into all this stuff. Anything bad means they just don't have the strength of character to stand up to anything because they don't believe in themselves. And that's what we're saying over here. A person has to have a certain dignity. You know, when I was a bacher in yeshiva, I learned by Rameir Stern. So Rameir Stern, when we were talking, we learned Baba Metzia. Shnayim Oichzim Betalis. So how would you translate Shnayim Oichzim Betalis? So I would translate it, two guys are holding on to a talis. Rameir Stern said, we don't have any guys in our yeshiva. There's no guys in this yeshiva. You guys? We're not guys. We're more noble than that. We're more dignity than that. I'm not a guy, like a guy on the street who walks around in flip-flops with his shirt out. I'm not that. Flip-flops are for people that flip-flop. That's what they do. Sometimes I'm learning, sometimes I'm not, sometimes I'm feeling from, sometimes I'm not. I'm a flip-flop. A person has a certain self-dignity. A person, he respects himself. There's something great about you. Realize your greatness. Great people don't walk around with their shirts on top. They just don't. They don't do that. But a person says, I don't want to expect too much of myself because I'm afraid of failure. What am I going to do? And I've heard this. And the amount of time I've heard it, I'm positive it's going on in people's heads much more. Okay, so I'm going to kill myself to learn in yeshiva, work really hard. And what happens if I fail? Then what? So you're afraid that you're not going to make it. You believe in yourself. A person has to believe that he can do it. And then he can withstand all the nesiyonos. And it's going to be hard. Right. Yeah, it's going to be hard. No one said it's not going to be hard. Rav David was talking about over Shabbos. Things are hard, but you can accomplish if you believe in that you're capable. He's saying, I'm work so hard and then fail. Believe that you will succeed. A person has to appreciate and respect himself. Shlomo Volbe told a friend of mine. I have a friend, his name is Rav Asher Genish. Some of you might know him. He's a Rebbe in Dachi Torah in Far Rockaway. So he was close to Shlomo Volbe. Shlomo Volbe told him years ago the following thing. He said, people don't go off the derech because they don't believe in Hashem. People go off the derech because they don't believe in themselves. That's why people go off the derech. You really expect me to be able to do this? I can't do this. So what do you want from me? What type of crazy God wants that from me? You're great. I can't do that. I can't overcome that. I can't do it. I can't. This can't be. Why can't it be? Because I can't. But if a person would believe I can, then he'd have no problem. It's all a question of just a switch in our head. The Klei Yochar says something really beautiful. It says that Goyim, there's many different terms for Goyim, but there's one term that's reserved only for Yidden. Atem kuyim adam. Ve'ein umas ha'olam kuyim adam. Atem. You. Adam. What is adam? What's unique about it? Why are we called adam? Says the Klei Yochar, there's many different words for you, for mankind. There's gever. Ashrei ha'gever. Baruch ha'gever. Ashrei yiftach. Gever is one word. Another word is enosh. And ish. And adam. All the other ones have plural. Gever is gvarim. Enosh is anoshim. Ish is ishim. There's no plural for the word Adam. Adam doesn't have, no such thing as Adamim. No such word. Adam is singular. Atem kriyim Adam says the Klei Yochar, the Pshat, every person, every Yid has to realize that he is unique in this world and there's no one else like him. Every Yid has his own Malach that's being Melitz on him, that's watching over him, because the world, he himself has something that he can accomplish in this world that no one else can. person has to have that esteem, that respect for himself. Realize that no one can replace you in this world. The Chazal tell us why was Adam Rishon created Yechidi, all the other animals. There was lots of them. Lots of horses came at once. Lots of birds at once. One Adam. Why? Chayiv Adam Loimer Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created for me. For me. The entire world. All those galaxies, all those stars, all those planets, everything for me. And for you. Every single individual is so precious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have created the entire universe just for you. So you're saying, well, maybe someone chashiv, he has to tuck himself in, he has to walk dignified. Me, I'm a nobody, it's not that important. You are everybody. You're everything. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. You're the greatest thing that ever walked this earth. Every single one of us has to feel that way. And a person realizes that, then he has the anoichius. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. There's only one God. There's only one me. There's only one me in this world. Yaakov Avinu said something amazing. The Medrash says this. Yaakov turned to Hashem. Said, Hashem, Ata Eloka Be'Elyonim. You are God up there. I'm God down here. Now that can be taken like the wrong way. But he doesn't mean it the wrong way. Yaakov Avinu meant to say, I understand how critical and important I am for this world. I'm not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world depends on you. And I understand that the world is depending on me too. I carry that weight and I understand how important I am. Hillel HaZaken looked out by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and saw thousands of people. And he said, Am ani kan? Hakol kan. Am ani kan? Hakol kan. There's so many other people that are going so many places. There's tens of thousands of people who are watching games and going to parties and doing all some crazy things. And a person feels like, I'm missing out because look what everyone else is doing. Am ani kan? Hakol kan. I'm everything. The whole world. I don't have to do what other people are doing. I have to follow other people. I have dignity and respect if I'm the only person in this Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash is packed with me. The person has that. So then he doesn't get drawn by all the stupidities because the world decided Winter Olympics has a sport called curling, therefore I have to watch it. That's the most ridiculous thing, but you know what it is? It's all just being sucked in to that's what everyone else is doing. That's where everyone else is going. That's what everyone else is talking about. But a person has his own self-respect. Imani kan. I do what I know is right. I have my own moral compass. I decide when it's right for me to go and where and why and how. Then a person is in control of his life. He's at the wheel. And the ship is not just drifting to all different types of unknown waters, crazy places. We're going to get to where we have to get to. Have a mekitz es ha'anoichius ha'yisraelis shebecha. Wake up. Mekitz is wake up. The Anoichius Yisraelis. You have inside of you something that is the Anoichius. There's this idea of that me, it's Becha V'Yinotzel, and then you could save yourself. Yaakov Avinu went to sleep. It's not this week, it's next week. He went to sleep. He woke up and he said, Ochein, Ochein. Yesh Hashem b'mokon hazeh v'anoichi lo yodoti. Ochein yesh Hashem b'mokon hazeh v'anoichi lo yodoti. Lord is here. I didn't know. But listen to what Chazal tell us. Anoichi lo yodoti means something else. I didn't recognize myself. I didn't realize who I was. the Malachi Elokim were oilim v'yordim boy. What does it mean, oilim v'yordim boy? What does that mean, boy? Think it means on the ladder? It doesn't mean that. It means oilim v'yordim in Yaakov. Yaakov himself was calling it, causing an aliyah of Malachim and a yirid of Malachim. We say that the Malachim Mala are the Mekadesh Shemayim im Kavutzei Mata. If we are Mekadesh Shemayim down here, Malachim are singing Shira. Do you understand how powerful you are? Do you understand how important your davening is? Person wakes up in the morning, I'm not in the mood to daven. I'll daven later. I'll daven quickly. I'll come late. Your davening is everything. Anoichi lo yadati. You don't know who you are. You don't know how powerful your davening is. In Shemayim, they're waiting for your tefillah. Me, there's enough people davening. No. Every person himself has to realize that the world b'shvili nivra ha'olam. My tefillah is the most precious tefillah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting just to hear me get up and daven. You do that, then a person will be chassid v'tavoid. Then a person will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with everything he has. Ha'im avoides ha'mokoim lefanecha rach kedavar levalois bo'itois ha'pniois. Is avodas Hashem just something you do to, like, waste time? I mean, you know, what else am I going to do when I'm a bachar? Look, I'm anyway in a situation when I can't go out to work because it's going to ruin my shidduch. So what should I do? I might as well be in yeshiva because I've got nothing else to do. Is that what all yeshiva is? It's just like something to, you know, to spend time in them. It's just levalois itim apnuyas. I got extra time. Chas v'shalom. Oyev shirak legarish badaigus atzmecha alachas ronasecha. Lemor, avoid him esakenes atzmiani. Or some people just are going to feel guilty. I can't go to work because I'm going to feel like a loser. So I'll stay in yeshiva and I'll be okay. I'll make sure to be not so bad. I'm going to, like, you know, I'll do enough just to make sure that I don't have a guilty conscience. Lemor, or even esakenes atzmiani. I'm working on myself. I'm doing it. Im kilo tokantes atzmecha meuma. You really haven't gotten anywhere. Lemor, oilani, I'm going up. The whole time you're drowning in dirt, in mud. He picks one foot out of the dirt. He's like, oh, I'm getting out of the dirt. He's got his one foot out of the dirt. Great. I got my right foot out of the dirt. Then he puts his right foot back in. And I got my left foot out of the dirt. Wow, I'm doing great. And my right foot's out of the dirt. He's going nowhere. He's still in the dirt. Right? So where are you going? I got my foot out of the dirt. You're going right back into the dirt. So what's the answer? The answer is, it's not good to get your foot out of the dirt. You've got to haul your entire body and get out of the muck.
His other foot is there.
Oh, I got my other foot out of the dirt. Now the other foot's back in the dirt.
You gotta get yourself, the entirety, out of the muck. A person can't say, it's a process, I'm doing it slowly, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. A person has to have a focus, and he has to have a plan to get himself totally out. You're gonna go up and down and up and down. He's just like a yo-yo. He's just gonna get, and he's not gonna get anywhere.
Kol ha-yoyim. Oyved v'yale v'kolayim hoylech v'alamodu yishoyer
v'abitza atzavar yishke. The whole day he's like walking in quicksand. He's not getting anywhere. A person has to be prepared to break ground, go to places that are uncomfortable, out of his comfort zone. Even though he says, look, this is going to be hard for me. How am I going to haul my whole body out of the mud? How am I going to do that? I could do like a little bit. But a little bit's not getting you anywhere. It's just not working. We've tried that. A person's going to have to go to someplace uncomfortable. When he breaks that ground, eventually, he'll be able to feel like he's pulling away. We can get out of this. But it's just, you have to lurch forward. It takes a lurch, not just a teeny little step. You can't do it. You got to jump. And Beis Hashem is Yat Dishmaya. We'll be zoichet to continue Maila Maila. We will continue hopefully next week.